First, I'd like to thank states parties for their very interesting and thought-provoking questions. In the interest of time, I will offer some brief comments on the questions that I hope to add some value to. The first question posed by both Poland and Sierra Leone, whether it's possible to program laws to comply, particularly in dynamic situations with IHL, I leave the possibility question of sort of the limits of robotics to our technical experts. Having said which, I do share the view, or what I understood to be the view expressed by Norway's and UK delegates, that complying with IHL, the core principles of distinction and proportionality in particular, requires human judgment, and that's why I ended my presentation with that point, that human judgment is a core element of complying with those principles of international humanitarian law. And I think this is intimated by the question put to the panel by Brazil's delegate, which is the human component of compliance is in fact dictated by the language referred or the language relied on in Article 57.2, which requires states to take precautionary measures, that those who decide or plan upon an attack will do everything feasible, etc. And it's very clear that that was directed at a human operator. And I think the requirement for human judgment, that there be a human in the loop and that weapon systems cannot self-deploy select and engage targets without the possibility of human intervention in that process, I think the requirement of human intervention there is clearly required by rules like the rule of doubt, which the Polish delegation raised. It's not clear that autonomous weapon systems will be in a position to identify their own limitations. But of course, that is precisely what the rule of doubt requires of us. It requires that we be in a position to understand what we don't understand. And the final point I want to make is that I think the requirement of a human in the loop, in particular that there be human judgment in the decision to exercise lethal force, is raised by the format in which a lot of modern conflicts are taking place, which is the asymmetrical conflict, and that was raised by the Indian delegate. In modern conflicts, we are occasionally fighting adversaries who are not as interested as we might be in IHL compliance. And one of the ways in which some of those adversaries might respond to the asymmetry of having laws used against them is to game those systems, which is to say, for instance, to disguise civilian objects as military objectives. Whether humans will be able to identify that gaming is, of course, a difficult question, and it often comes down to a gut feeling. And I have very serious concerns about the possibilities of programming laws with guts, I suppose. So,
thank you very much.